This is Kevin. Hello?
Hello, my name is...
Hi, are you about the credit card?
I'm with customer support.
Yeah. I was charged for something I never bought. And I never ordered. And I was wondering if you could help me take care of that. Can you do that?
What's your zip code?
66213.
You said 66213?
Yeah. Overland Park, Kansas.
Your first and last name?
Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. My last name is Dyche. It's spelled D-Y-C-H-E-S. Still with me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, I just been doing leads. It was for $56.95. Be able to locate it.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your address and hold while your account pulls
up? You bet. I have a 13001 Reader Street, and Reader is spelled R-E-E-D-E-R Street, Overland Park, Kansas, 66213.
Okay, and I do see where on November 23rd you got a tactical bag and you've been in the membership.
Yeah, I didn't order that bag. I got something 2 or 3 months ago, but I never ordered this thing. Can I get it canceled and get a credit?
You didn't order the bag?
No.
Okay, well, I have to send you to my fraud department.
I got a bag before. I didn't order two of them, though.
It's a membership. It's a monthly membership.
Oh, okay. Well, then cancel my membership, please.
So I see where you called in on the dating chart. It declined.
Yeah. I got a note from my credit card company, Chase, called me up and said, we've had this charge. It doesn't look right. And you need to let us know if it's a correct transaction or not.
Mm-hmm. And you called in last month.
Oh, was that for the same amount, $56.95?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they said that it showed up on the 31st of December.
Mm-hmm.
No, this charge showed up just today.
Yes, sir, that's because they tried to charge you again for this month because it is a monthly subscription, but I have you canceled, so they won't even attempt to take money out your account again.
Okay. But could you send a credit to the credit card company for $56.95?
No, sir. We didn't take the money out of your account.
They say that, okay, well, they say that there is a charge, and let me just see something. Can you have just a few minutes? Let me see if I can find. When was that? When did I call you up? How long ago was that? Do you know? Does it have that on your records when I called you before?
The 29th.
Was it November?
Yes.
Or was it October?
November.
Okay, let me just check on that. And do you have an exact date?
The 29th.
The 29th. Okay, let me just go on to the December statement. Yeah, that would include the 29th. I just need to go through November, make sure that it's not there. And that would have been under the same, yeah. I was charged $67.32 by Growing Appliances Innovation on the 28th of November.
Mm-hmm. You called in the next day and canceled future charges.
Okay. Then why am I being charged $56.95 now?
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't hear you.
I have right here, November 28th, Growing Appliances Innovation, $67.32.
Yes, sir.
On my credit card.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, so why am I being charged $56.95 now?
You didn't get charged.
Well, it went to the credit card company.
It declined.
Okay, well, so I guess what I'm saying is, why is the $56.95 even charged to my card?
It was going to be for a membership.
Can you write me something to that effect and send it to me?
No, sir.
Could you tell me from now on that I will not get a credit charge from you?
That's what I just told you.
Okay, I just don't see why the credit card had a $56.95. The reason that they declined it was because they said, we don't know who this is. This looks suspicious. So we're not going to accept it. And anyway, I'm trying to stop anything with your company because just for your information, young lady, I don't trust your company at all. I tried to cancel that $67.32 and it couldn't be done. So, and I got a bag that's probably worth $5 and paid $67 for it. It's a rip-off company you're working for, and you can do better. That's all I'm telling you. You're a young lady that knows what she's doing, and I would get my resume out to another company if I were in your shoes. But, you know, you can just say, well, you're a stupid old man, which I probably am. But anyway, this is suspicious. I'm not treated this way by other companies like this. So, okay, so we'll go ahead and I'll get rid of this. And all I wanted to do was get a note from you folks saying you will never be charged again unless you request a product from us. That's what I'm asking for. So that I hate to have to cancel a credit card over $56.95. It's a major thing for me because I use this with my company. And that's why I'd like to get closure to this. And I know what you're saying verbally, but if I could get some confirmation of that, it would sure make me feel better. Is there anything you can do?
I can give you a cancellation number over the phone. That's all I can do.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a happy new year.
You too.